for allowing us the opportunity to make your real estate dreams come true. We wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm Belinda Hannah Lazarus, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 772-626-1529.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
God is not, that's not where God lives. All right, let's continue. Eternity is different from creation. Eternity has no beginning. Eternity has no ending, has no limits as to shape, size, scope. Eternity. As a matter of fact, let's take it a little further. Are you okay? Are you just listening? Do we need a revival? Now, what one distinct feature about eternity that time that creation doesn't have, there's no time in eternity. There's no time. Okay? No time. Say it with me. There is no time, in eternity. Here, if you were to define time, time would equal, or time would have to have, a past, a present, and a future. Time has to have past, present, and future. In eternity, there is no time. Eternity is comprised of the present. Come on, you're going to understand it a little bit better as we go on. In eternity, in other words, eternity, where God is always present. God ain't never trying to catch up. And God ain't never too far ahead. You know, people say he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. No, God is always present. Never too late, never too early. Always present. Always. Now, let's understand this. Eternity is comprised of the present. We see things on a horizontal plane: past, present, future. God in eternity is like this: present. Any past or future is right there in the present. In other words, before God even brought you into time, he already had laid out your future in time. In other words, it's already laid out. It's there for you to discover in time. He already knows. Look at somebody, tell him, God got you. Come on, we're laying the foundation for our faith. If you really understand that God's got you, the enemy can't take you out. No weapon formed against you can prosper. And everything that happens to you has to ultimately work in your behalf. Amen. Because God's got you. Amen. And if God has given you a destiny, if God has spoken some things in or over your life, it's got to come to pass in time, because it's already done in eternity. No question about it. Some things in time we are responsible for. That's another story. But I want to paint the picture of God's sovereignty. You know, he made us creatures of choice. Amen. And he would cease to be God if he manipulated your will. Amen. If he were manipulating you to do something. No, he's God. And he made us with a free will. And that's the key to your advancement in time. Some that when they enter heaven will still be students. I saw people there. I had a vision of there once, and I saw people I knew, but they were being instructed. They were being instructed, and like I won't say the ABCs, but fundamental things, because in this life maybe they were saved at a late age. They didn't learn certain things. Because this life, the life that we're going to live in heaven and coming back here in that divine state is an extension of this life.
Amen. Amen.
You can't be a rabble rouser in this life and just do anything and expect to have a divine. No, it don't work like that. Some people think, you know, just when they die, everybody going to heaven. No, it don't work like that either. So, in eternity, there's no time. That's why God, I love what the psalmist said, he's a very present help in the time of need. When you least are mindful of God, he's still present. If we can learn him like this, and I'm not talking about spooky stuff, God is everywhere all the time. He's always mindful. If we can't count the thoughts that God has in a day, towards you, you couldn't number them. When God created the heaven, he created it to where man could never measure it. It's immeasurable. I said it's immeasurable. Man can't measure it. All the mathematics we have, man cannot measure. God made it that way. Now, I want you to just see the bigness. Yes. Billions and billions and trillions upon trillions and trillions of stars that God placed in his heaven and knows every one of them by name. See, none of these things came from eternity. They are part of the creation. I'll paint another little picture for you. When God created, he started with the south. It's in the book of Job. There was no north or south or east or west. God reached down, wherever down was in eternity, and stretched the north.
Amen.
And then stretched out and carved out a place where he was going to create. He's in eternity. But here he's going to see time covers creation.
Amen.
Time has nothing to do with eternity.
Amen.
And so, see, God can look in your situation where in time it may seem like you done ran out of time.
Amen. Amen.
But God says, no, I'm in eternity. I can fix that. See, God would cease to be sovereign if he was governed by any of these laws. If you're governed by laws, then you are subjected to the law. But see, there has to be a lawgiver. That's the sovereign. It's like a nation, a government that establishes the laws. You speed down the highway, you get a ticket. Why? Government established that law. That's a law that everybody's subject to. But somebody had to be the lawgiver. Now, in this world, as we know, with time, nobody's above the law.
Amen.
But in eternity, there's only one.
Amen.
Nothing created can exist in eternity.
Amen.
And all the laws that God has established, he's above those laws.
Amen.
Come on, you got to begin to see him not as just a law, but as a person who's above that. Who thinks? You know, God laughs. I'm sure he's laughed at you before. I'm sure he's laughed at us before. Come on, think about it. God laughs. God gets angry. God has compassion. Think about it. God laughs. A lot of us, all we see him as is. Never moving. I can see him looking at some of us and just like, oh. Holy Ghost, did you see that? There is no time in eternity. But we're going to build this. We're laying foundation. These are foundation blocks. Exodus 3:14. I hope this does justice. I'm endeavoring to paint a picture. One of the psalmists said he's from everlasting to everlasting. You see, if it's everlasting, that means there's no end to it. So in eternity, there can be no past. Because if we tried to search the past out in eternity, we'd be eternally and never find the past. In eternity, if we search for the future, we'd be going to the other side of everlasting. And we'd be searching for the future for everlasting and never find it. In eternity is only the present. Look at the difference between us and time. See, everything in time changes. Time is a measure for change. In eternity, nothing changes. And eternity is full of light. Come on, this is where God is. Amen. Let me try to paint this picture a little, even some more. And again, the reason we're painting this picture is so that you can lay a foundation. Some of us need to chill out. Amen. Some of us need to relax in our troubled mind. Be still and know that he is God, that he is in control. See, most time people put God in the background. The devil's busy. And did you see that news? And the devil, yeah, he's the ruler of the prince of the power of the air, but God is sovereign. Don't you know the devil's not even a gnat? He's creation. He never been where God's at. This is a little controversial here, but you know, the angels actually saw God for the first time when they saw Jesus. No man, nothing created can approach eternity. Angels were created in the beginning. Man, everything created, nothing can enter into eternity. That's where God alone is. Whew. I don't want drowning, y'all. We're going out in some deep water here. Our finite, our 10% mind, we're very limited.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.